update everybody and also see what you guys are thinking. And I don't know where you are in your journey with me. You might just be an occasional watcher, or you might be an Academy member. We could be really good friends. I don't know. Maybe you're an investor. We've done business together. But this is just an update for everybody. So first thing is this. My business is transitioning away from basically live events, crash courses, sales events. I'm not really going to be doing that anymore moving forward. And the reason for that is because I want to focus on a few of the things. So my academy, I'm still running. I'm still going to be mentoring people. I'm still going to be running the community. And in a way, I want to be more actively involved in the academy. I want to be like right now, I'm just so busy doing every Sunday. I open up and I meet with my academy members. I'm running academy dinners all the while, graduations, mentoring. I'm bringing people out on spontaneous trips. I'm taking my academy members to Zimbabwe, Uganda, and I just want to throw everything, all my spare energy after my own property business and my own family, and that I want to throw into the academy. So yeah, crash courses are coming to an end. So I'm not sure when you're watching this video, but I'm about to run my final ever three events, one in Birmingham, one in London, and then end of August, I'll be completely done from crash courses. And some people thought that was just like a sales thing, like as if I was going to come back 3 months later with the crash course version two. It's no longer a pound, it's now £2. Nah, it's finished. I'm not gonna be doing it. That's gonna be my final one in August. And then I'm gonna throw myself into the academy. So a few updates with the academy as well. So firstly, the academy is a 12-month mentorship that I've been running now for how many years? Since 2017? So about maybe 7 years or so. And the academy is incredible. Like, I've been upgrading it every few months and adding new things to it. So I'm not gonna do a sale for the academy now, but what I will say is that, I mean, it made basically no profit last year, even though we're probably the biggest, certainly in the UK, as in property education company, but we basically made no profit. And the reason for that is because my academy members know, like the amount of money that we spend on support, guidance, mentors, dinners, everything. I'm just trying to make something amazing. So if you've ever been on the academy ever, even if you were one of the first people to join in 2017, I'm doing a dinner. I'm doing a full day of training, active 2025, going into 2026. What are the best strategies? What works today? And also things like taxes. Because a lot of my academy members, even from back in the day, now they're doing quite well and they're paying lots of taxes and they're getting hit with VAT, corporation tax. So this day of training is basically like an update for everyone that's ever done training with me on the academy. Even if that's e-academy, fast track, whatever, come. Right, come to the graduation day. And after the day of training, you're gonna graduate, because we never had the gowns, the hats, the super official graduation. We've got a company as well coming in called Servation. And Servation are an independent company and they're gonna be interviewing or doing forms. I'm not sure how they're doing it, but they're gonna basically have a free reign to contact and talk to all the people that have done the academy, and they're gonna get some statistics, because I get stats and I have stats independently, but these are a very credible third party company, because sometimes people don't quite believe the level of success that we have on the academy. You know, they see winners on a Wednesday and all the success stories, and sometimes people just think like, is that real? Are they exaggerating? Are these guys just actors? So that's why I'm getting this company to come in. So it's going to be a great day. It's on the 9th of September. So if you've ever done any training with me on the academy, then hit me up. Hit me up. Drop me a message on social media, or send an email to team@samuelleeds.com. And we would love to get you. It's completely free. And I think the only thing you pay for is your graduation hat and gown. But like the dinner, the event is completely free. It's going to be just outside London. So that's that. So that's the first update. Second thing is, we're going into Zimbabwe. So I've done quite a lot of works in Uganda for the last however many years. We've built two schools, a 64-bed hospital ward, many boreholes, water tanks, and brought clean water in different parts of, some of the really remote villages. And we've got a really good relationship with the government and the chiefs within the villages in Uganda. I'm wanting to do stuff in Zimbabwe. So I'm gonna be spending a month out in Zimbabwe in October, and we're taking a team of academy members, and I just have a real heart for Zimbabwe. I mean, my wife is born and bred in Zimbabwe. So that's another thing. Another announcement is deal selling. So I'm selling a lot of deals at the moment through Deal Connect. So Deal Connect is a business that we started maybe, I don't know, a year or so ago. And the thing is, I get some people wanting to train with me, and they want to learn how to find deals, how to buy them themselves, how to sell them, how to be a property entrepreneur, a property investor. But then some people will message me and they'll just say, Samuel, do you know any deal sources? I'm too busy to learn. I just want to just have someone find me a deal. So rather than me selling them a deal, what I'm doing is I'm connecting. That's why it's called Deal Connect. So all the people that have got deals, the deal sources, the active property finders, I'm connecting to the investors. And this has been really, really successful. I mean, on average, we sell, I'd say about 20 or so at the moment, deals a month. So we're selling about 20 deals a month. Obviously, there's a profit share as well. So I take a percentage of the profit. I'll sell it to an investor. You'll find it. It's like co-deal sourcing. So that's been successful. Samuel Leeds Finance has also been really successful. So Samuel Leeds Finance is basically any profit that my education company makes, I put into a little pot and call it Samuel Leeds Finance and then loan that money out to my academy members. So I've got people on the academy that are finding really good deals, but they can't get the finance to buy the deal because they don't have the experience. And the banks won't give you finance if you don't have experience often. So what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Well, how do you get finance if you haven't got experience? But how do you get experience if you haven't got finance? So that's why Samuel Leeds Finance, we loan money and we've helped a lot of people do this. We've loaned out now just over £6 million and that's been going for just 2.5 years. So that's been pretty successful. And we loan it out as a bridge. So we do, again, we charge interest on that. So some people get really upset that I charge interest and I get paid and I, Samuel, he's selling. It's like, let me tell you something, right? I don't know where you're at or who you are, but in business, this is what business is. Business is about creating value. It's about creating a product or a service that people want and then getting paid, selling that. And getting money, that is what business is. I think some people, particularly in Britain, they almost have a negative mentality about getting money and about wanting to get money. If you desire to make money, like if I'm trying to sell a deal, it's like, oh, Samuel's trying to sell a deal. It's like, yeah, that's what business is. So should you. As long as the deal that you're selling is good. You should never sell something if it's bad. Before you sell something, you have to sell yourself on what you're selling, right? So, but if you've created, this is what an entrepreneur is, if you've created a good product, a good service, whether that be you're a deal sourcer and you're finding good deals, and then you're finding investors, and then you're asking, and this is what good selling is. Selling is asking the right questions to qualify the person that potentially you could sell to. They're a prospect. So you ask them questions and then find out, yes, this person's a good fit. They want what I've got. And then close the deal. And then you get paid, but they're happy. Money, let me tell you something about money. Every time I get paid and every time you get paid, when you get paid by your boss, do you know what that is? That's a certificate of thanks. If you get paid £2,000 a month, you know why you get paid £2,000 a month? This is the reality, because that's what you're worth. You're worth £2,000 to that company. Now you might be worth a little bit more. Your company might be slightly, if you said I'm leaving, I'm done, they might say we'll give you £3,000. But they're not going to say we'll give you 20 because you're not worth 20. You're worth 2, maybe 3. So you get paid what you're worth. So if you want to get paid more, you need to become worth more to the market. How do you become worth more? Well, this is a good question. If I want to become worth more, I'll think, okay, how do I become worth more? See, I used to wash cars when I was a kid. I used to do paper rounds. So when I'm doing a paper round, when I'm washing a car, who's paying me? Of course, I'm only going to get paid £2 an hour to do a paper round because anyone could do it. I was 14 at the time, but any 14-year-old kid, like, anyone can do it. So if someone else would do it for £2, £3 an hour, okay, what about selling lemonade stands? Well, if I'm selling lemonade stands, how much value, unless I'm selling lemonade in the desert, like how much value, how much are people going to pay me for a drink of lemonade? £1, £2? Because they can just get it for Sainsbury's. So we're in a free market, supply and demand. So if I'm selling lemonade stand, I might be able to sell £1, £2. So what's the problem? How much? Okay, but hang on a minute. What do people really want? What's the biggest investment that people ever spend ever? It's on buying a property, isn't it? Properties generally are the most expensive things you can buy. Probably maybe outside private planes. So I'm like, okay, well, if I can find something expensive like planes, damn, maybe I'm thinking I should get into the plane business now. Broker planes. So if you broker planes, you're going to be rich. So if people want properties, who's buying properties? Well, property investors are buying multiple. So maybe if I can help them find properties and I can negotiate the price and I can package it up, maybe they'll pay me. That's just thinking, how can I find people that need something, work with them, get paid? Like, this is just basic business. It's just good business. So I want you, if you've ever found yourself hating on people making money, and maybe you have, and I'm not meaning to have a go at you or anything right now, but if you've ever found yourself, you see someone driving a nice car and you just think, dickhead. Yeah. Or you think, who's he scammed? Or you think, you see me, and he's a young guy driving a car. And I've been even guilty of this. See a young guy driving a really nice car, and you think, oh, I bet his parents are rich. And then you realize, oh man, I just fell down the trap of British broken mindset. I've seen someone wealthy and then thinking, oh, I bet it's just because his parents are rich. See, what's that? What that really is that's an excuse for saying, oh, well, probably trying to downplay him to make yourself feel better. Oh, his parents are probably rich. Or oh, he probably scammed somebody. He's probably a fraudster. But the thing is, I don't believe that you can be successful unless first you can celebrate other people's success. When you celebrate other people's success and can see the young man in the car and actually clap him and go, well done, mate. That's good. Wow. Wish I could afford a car like that. Respect, man. What do you do? How can I get one? Rather than trying to pull him down, you're like, how can I pull myself up? That's a different mentality. So, yeah, Samuel Lee's finances is going really well. Yes, I mean, all my businesses, my point of saying all this is basically to let you know, yes, I'm getting paid. Right, all my businesses, I'm getting paid. The reason I stopped doing crash courses is because it makes sense. When I used to run crash courses, by the way, I used to sell at crash courses. And so again, people used to lose their minds over this. Hang on, he charges £1 for the crash course, but then you come and then there's a 20-minute sale. Oh my gosh, it's a trick. I've been hoodwinked. It's like, well, not really. Let me explain what this is like in all business forms. Like giving you, not that I even do the crash courses anymore. I'm defending them even though I don't do them anymore. But let me explain. Giving you a day of training for free or for £1, bit of training for basically for free, is basically showing you, it's not scammy, but neither is it really generous either. It's just business. What it is it's saying, look, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe that I'm a really good trainer. I get results for people. Let me show you. Let me prove it. Come and spend a day with me. Come and do some free training. And I'll show you how good I am for free. And if at the end of the training, you're like, not for me. No worries. You know, we can part as friends. But if at the end of the training, you're like, wow, you know what? That was actually really good. Then there's opportunity for further training. It's not going to be a big, massive, long sale all day. That would be rude. That'd be a disrespect of your time. It's going to be really good value, really good training, showing you how brilliant the training is and how good and capable I am and getting the best out of you. And then it's no different to, I'll give you an equivalent. It's like if someone's giving out free bits of pizza, you know, slices of pizza. Oh, it's like a small slice of pizza on the street and it's free. And you're like, what's the catch? I'll tell you what the catch is. The catch is that you'll like the pizza so much. You'll go, boy, that pizza was good. I don't think I've ever had pizza as good as that before in my life. And then you'll buy some. Now, have they scammed you by giving you a free piece? Because, they're taking advantage of your taste buds because they know you'll love it so much that you'll want to buy some and it's a scam. Or are they actually helping you out because they're giving you an opportunity to have it for free in order to show you? Well, obviously, it's the latter, isn't it? I mean, in my mind, call me a capitalist pig, but if someone gives something for free, if you've got a free trial of something, now, again, you could do it scamming. You could do a free trial and then you sign up and then they deliberately make something really hard to cancel. Now, that's unethical now. That's not good. That's called bad business. Because long-term in business, if you give someone a trial for say, a seven-day trial, and then you make it really hard for them to cancel. I know who does this. I don't want to name names. Should I name them? I don't want to be defamatory or anything, but I'll give you an example. DAZN. Yeah, DAZN. You know, you want to watch a boxing match, and then it's on DAZN, and then they like make it really difficult to cancel. And they don't let you just pay to watch the fight. They make you subscribe. And I don't like that, because I'm thinking, hang on. If DAZN, what DAZN should do, lesson for DAZN, make DAZN so damn good that people don't cancel, not because they can't, but because they don't want to. Because then what happens is you not only make more money and have better longevity, but you have a better reputation. And now what you'll have is you'll have your customers telling everyone to sign up for DAZN. I tell people not to. Someone's like, oh, I want to watch the fights on DAZN. And I'm like, oh, be careful. You won't be able to cancel. Imagine if instead every DAZN member is telling all their friends and family, oh, get DAZN, man, get DAZN. Now, this is coming back full circle to my training business. That's what's happened to me. So I worked out that this year so far, we're kind of over halfway through the year now. We're about 8 months in. So this year, the vast majority of people that have actually become my advanced students have done my advanced programs, have paid, have joined the academy, are not from me selling, not from crash courses, not from those 20-minute crash course sales. No. Have come from academy members, my students, telling their friends, their family, and then their friends and family come, and then they tell their friend. That's the stacks. Which to me shows I'm doing something right. It shows that unlike DAZN, that are trying to make it hard to cancel, I'm giving people a bit of free. They're seeing the free. They see that it's good. They're having a bit of pizza and they go, that's the best pizza I ever had. And then they pay. Ethical. It's good. But then they're telling their friends and family. So as a result, I don't need to run crash courses anymore in order to get my word out there, in order to show people what I'm doing. I'm still going to be running online training. I'm still going to be running free online training so people can still come, spend like an hour doing a bit of online training, which is easier anyway. It's the way the world is going. So why am I doing all this? It's going to give me more time to focus on my academy, me more time to focus on my YouTube channel, making the content really good on YouTube, and also to spend time on my own business. I'm running multiple hotels. I'm investing now overseas. I'm investing in Ghana, Africa. I'm also now investing in Dubai. So I just want to be a well-rounded, happy, successful family man that's got time for my customers and for my students. And I just feel like it just came to a seasonal end with the crash courses. So that's why I'm going to end with a bang, believe me. And if you're watching this before August, the whatever the dates are, then, by all means, come and join my last ever crash course if tickets are still available. So that's my life update. I hope you found that interesting and learned a thing or two. Let me know in the comments. And I look forward to spending more time on YouTube, giving more value and giving more bits of pizza. So hopefully you'll end up working with me in some capacity, because that would be absolutely amazing. Your success is my oxygen. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time.